After a tough start to their conference schedule, Chi High headed south to Carson Park to look for their first conference victory against a newly revitalized Eau Claire North team. Good evening and welcome to gorgeous Carson Park in Eau Claire. It's a beautiful Friday night underneath the lights. It's the first time in multiple years since Chi High has played North here in Eau Claire. 3rd and 7 from their own 28. The North Huskies opening possession of this game at Carson Park. McCracken takes the snap, wings it right side. It's picked off, going down the sidelines. Zweifelhofer to the 5, to the end zone, touchdown, pick 6, the 4th of the season for the senior. High snap, fielded well by the punter. He's going to get a knuckleball away, and it's taken on a bounce by Bovee at the 10-yard line outside the numbers. 15 coming back across the field. Bovee at the 15-yard line, still working laterally, trying to turn the corner. He does. 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, and Bovee ushered out of bounds into his own sideline after a phenomenal return. He ran about 60 yards close to midfield. For a minute to go in the first quarter, clock winding. Another high kick that's going to drive Bovee back to his 11-yard line. Hits the back foot, then hits the gas. Going across the field again, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Carter Bovee barreled into his own sideline. A nice return. Are there any flags on the field? It does not appear so. Good starting field position for the Cards on this drive.
Oh, that is huge to flip the field possession right there.
Final 20 seconds of the opening quarter with a 10-0 Chi High lead. Mason Von Hayden fakes the give. He's going to flip it out left side on the wide receiver screen. That's Bolin. Bolin, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. Bolin is still loose, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. To the end zone, touchdown from 62 yards out. Jackson Bolin.
The quarterback just drops back, throws it directly across the field to Bolin, and it's like he shot out of a cannon. Really well blocked. He made a good decision about 15 yards downfield. The North defenders ran into each other, and Bolin just outran everybody else into the end zone, and good things are happening with the football in his hands.
Bolin did a lot on that catch and run, but he had a couple offensive linemen out in front, and they always love licking their chop with DBs in front of them, so a couple offensive linemen out leading the way.
First and 15 North from their own 23, three receivers right, single receiver left, Chi High showing pressure. They'll bring it right up the middle. McCracken is hit, and he is sacked back inside the 15-yard line.
Jackson Martin just ran through his blocker and through the QB. Big-time sack.
Back to pass, Von Hayden. Looking, now dances out to his right. Von Hayden's going to tuck it himself. 50, 45, 40, cutting all the way across the field at the 35-yard line. Stiff arms a man at the 32. Down the sideline, a big carry to end the half with an exclamation point. Mason Von Hayden makes sure his presence is felt. 4th and 6. They're not able to make anything on this possession after that phenomenal return by Bolin. Instead, it's a fake right to the up back. He's loose. 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. First down for Chi High. The trickery from Chuck Rakovich. Shipman dancing around in the pocket.
That's
going
a hold.
To his right. There's a hole and a flag on the play. Shipman still trying to extend the play. He's buried. The ball comes loose.
Yes.
Chi High diving on it on the 37-yard line. Operating under center. In the double wing, give to Xander Neal. Neal off the left side. He's going to turn the corner, get the first down. 25-20, 15-10, and all the way down close to the 5-yard line, Xander Neal. Again from the double wing under center, 2nd and 5 from the north 6-yard line. Chi High leading by 10. Give off the left side. That's Neal. Neal into the end zone. Touchdown. Chippewa Falls weaving through traffic. Neal in for the third time this season. And Chi High leads 23-7. 4th and goal from the 1-yard line for Oakland North. Chi High leading 24-7 with 9:44 to go. Shipman will operate from the gun. North crowd on its feet. Shipman straight ahead. Off the right side. Stretching the end zone. He's hit. And is he short? He's short.
Big time.
Chi High stops him. Oh my goodness, what a collision. Deep, deep kick. Picked up at the 4-yard line. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 down the sideline. That's Bovee. Bovee, 25, 40. He's going to go the distance. Carter Bovee, touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Couple tight ends in. Shipman's going to keep it himself. He's in the backfield and dropped behind the line of scrimmage, fell forward back to the line, but that will bring up 4th and short.
Jackson Martin with a run blitz, read it beautifully. He didn't take the handoff, but he almost did.
Minute 42 left in this game. Shipman back to pass. He's looking left, dancing out to his left under heavy pressure, still trying to create something.
Interception!
And it's intercepted! Yes. Intercepted back at the 10-yard line! Oh my goodness!
Got a flag on the play.
The crowd getting to their feet here at Carson Park. It's a 7-point game with a minute 25 left.
Onside kick coming up here for the Huskies. It's dribbled down the left sideline, takes a high bounce, and what a nice play.
Wow.
Carter Bolby. Now Bolby's loose, and he's going to take
this one to the house.
Touchdown, Chippewas. Onside kick attempt. He took the ball. He said, I'm not going down. I'm taking it to the house.
He sold out for that. He went up and got it. Obviously, risk reward. He got it. If he didn't get that, that was a tough play. It might have been North's ball, but man, that was an excellent play. He's all over the field tonight.
Shipman calls for the ball from the shotgun. Immediate heavy pressure. He's hit from behind and sacked. The ball comes loose, but a little bit late. But the sack on the play, I believe that was Colton Petzka.
Colton Petzka says, hey, take a look at me now, Mike Thompson. I'm getting home for that sack.
The senior will walk it up to the line. We'll take a knee. We will let the clock wind down to triple zeros. Chi High will move to 2-3 on the season. North will fall to 3-2. First BRC victory for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Your final score from Carson Park in Eau Claire. Chippewa Falls 36, Eau Claire North 23.
The first conference victory achieved, but the road doesn't get any easier from here on out as the Cards head back to DeRay for homecoming night against the Tigers of New Richmond. It's time for Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Be together. Also, direct to my team.
WOGO. Your sports station.
Chi High Football is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, also by Johnson Roloff, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, by Holly Bowlby of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, your Oak Claire High V, Nicolet Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, and by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, Smart Scan, Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
Well, good evening and welcome to homecoming night in Chippewa Falls, a gorgeous Friday night underneath the lights at historic DeRay Field in Chippewa as Chi High tangles with the Tigers of New Richmond. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Dave Check. Alan Dunham joins us down on the field for this homecoming game. Your 2-3 Chippewa Falls Cardinals against the conference leading 5-0 unbeaten New Richmond Tigers. And Dave Check, this is always a phenomenal atmosphere. Ethan Fashingbauer and Maddie Hunt crowned homecoming king and queen, so congratulations to those fine young people, and looking forward to a great game as Chi High fresh off their first conference victory of the campaign.
Yeah, beautiful night for a game. You mentioned the lights, but we get to see the last little bit of daylight as we see the trees in the background. Absolutely gorgeous out there today. Let's hope that the rain can be held off for a little while. This should be a pretty exciting game. As you said, undefeated New Richmond team. They are a powerhouse coming in here. Chi High's going to have their hands full. Hopefully this homecoming crowd can actually propel them some momentum.
And we've seen Chi High at times struggle maybe to start quickly. That wasn't a problem against North last week. Coach Rakovich will hear coming up on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show. He said, we need to play four quarters like we played the first quarter last week at North, up 17-0. On the other side of that, strength versus strength, New Richmond has outscored their opponents in the first half 131-10.
Yeah, well, they're not the only team in the state that has a hard time starting. Obviously, the Badgers as well. I was happy to hear the Badgers got up 7-0 immediately tonight.
That's something.
So that's good to hear. But yeah, I mean, the Cardinals, I don't know if it's a matter of just slow starting. They've got to be consistent on offense altogether. They've had some spurts, but luckily we've had some big plays on offense. We've had some defense that has come through. But they're going to have some consistent drives.
Before we go to our first break, met some fantastic young people out in the parking lot as I was coming in, and they asked if they could be on the broadcast. We'll sure you again. Here you go.
Go Cards!
The school spirit in full throat. We've got more coming up on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show. We're back in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summer's off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year, and remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Welcome back to the Cardinals. Leading 5-0 New Richmond Tigers here against your Chippewa Falls Cardinals here with head coach Reggie Larson. And coach, since rejoining the Big Rivers Conference, you've been in the upper echelon, been in the mix, it seems like, every year for a conference title. This year, again, a lot of players to replace, but it seems like another level has been hit.
Yeah, you know, I guess we'll find out tonight. I don't want to say the first part of our schedule has been softer, but when you look at the combined win percentage of the teams that we played, a little bit lower in that front half, we'll really actually kind of see in these next couple weeks where we actually stand. So it's nice to be off to a hot start, but that's all it is a hot start, and that can come crumbling down at any time. So we just got to keep coming out and getting better and see what happens here tonight.
Coach, when you speak about hot starts, you've been outscoring opponents 131-10 in the first half. That really seems to be key in your success so far.
Yeah, I mean, we're very, very balanced offensively. When you look and kind of compare from last year, we had one really good receiver. We tried to get the ball to a really good tailback, and I think a lot of people kind of looked at that and thought maybe they'll take a step back. And, you know, when you lose two really good kids like that, that might be the case. But I give a lot of credit to our underclassmen that had a really good offseason and working hard, and it's allowed us to play a lot of kids, and it's allowed us to get out to fast starts. And you can't really key on one kid because there's a lot of them that are pretty good players.
You mentioned that, coach. Again, looks like a quarterback rotation that you have. A lot of players carrying the ball, several receivers in the mix as well with double-digit receptions. I mean, it's a very balanced offense.
Yeah, and that's the word that keeps coming to mind, balance. And if we got 18 kids offensively that can play varsity football, we're going to play 18 guys. We're not going to hone in on 11. We feel like we've got that many kids that have earned that right through their work in the offseason and the first part of camp, and we're going to continue to play those guys.
And finally, Coach, Chi High replacing 20 of 22 starters, but at this point, five games in, there's been enough game action that you really can see what they have. What have you seen on tape?
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. When you're five games in, you can't really give we got no starters back anymore. They're just as experienced as some of the other kids around the league, and you know, they're just really well coached. And I look at the three games we played here, it's always been right down to the wire, with Chippewa winning two of them. We've only won one of them, and really the thing that sticks out on tape is they're in a one-score game every single week. And I think that's a testament to their kids and how well coached they are. And you got to be ready for a dogfight with these guys because they are a heck of a program, and they're going to give you everything they got every single night.
Coach, we're looking forward to another great one. Thank you so much for your time. Best of luck tonight and the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
Head coach Reggie Larson back with Coach Rakovich after this. This is the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Is your wallet feeling lighter every time you fill up at the pump? Get a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and stop paying full price for gas. It's easy. Pick up a free card at Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, shop for qualifying items in the store, and then save big the next time you fill up the car. It's fast, free, and easy to get started. Go to Hy-Vee.com/perks to learn more and start saving today. Or visit the customer service counter at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 118 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We're hiring for full-time fulfillment center positions, as well as customer care and office positions. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, live from homecoming night at beautiful DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. Your Chi High Cardinals 2-3 on the season against the conference leading New Richmond Tigers, here with head coach Chuck Rakovich. And coach, again, as you get down the stretch of the season past the midway point, the competition doesn't get easier in the Big Rivers Conference. This is a New Richmond team, and it always seems like it's a one-score game with them.
Yeah, they're a good team. They're very well coached. They're 5-0. There's a reason. You know, you're not 5-0 unless you're really good, and they're good.
Coach, when you look at what you did last week against Eau Claire North, the offense had some ups and downs, but you got two touchdowns on special teams and one touchdown on defense. It really seems like complementary football was something that came together.
You know, I don't know if you thought about it, but in that game, every way possible a score was scored. A safety, a punt return, a kickoff return, a touchdown, and a pass touchdown. I don't know how often that happens.
Not very often. It was a treat to see again after all the hard work, things come together and the boys get a win. But what's it going to take again against a very confident New Richmond team?
We have to play four quarters like we played the first quarter last week down at North.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. And I know there's a lot of hoopla around homecoming, but the boys need to get the job done here on the field first.
That's their job for homecoming and nothing else. Play the game, do it as best as you can.
Thank you, Coach. Looking forward to it. That's Coach Rakovich, the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports. Game time coming up soon.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut. That's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clips Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help.
To serve again, Wurzgalla Company.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Pillar Bank brings 140 years of banking experience to you in their new location, conveniently located with Caribou Coffee on County Road I.
At Pillar Bank, you will see and talk to people you know. We're not an impersonal corporate bank with lots of red tape. We are a straightforward local bank who knows our customers and does what is right. Hi, I'm Neil Mathwig, and I invite you to visit us, meet our staff, open an account, or talk with us about our personal, business, or agricultural needs. We're local banking done right.
Visit pillar.bank today.
Countdown pregame show here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Live audio and live video of Cardinal TV, CFHS Media on YouTube. Again, hearing from the students and the student section in particular before the game today.
Roll cards!
Yes, roll cards. And always great to have the young people involved in the broadcast. And it looks like we've got a school spirit out today on homecoming night. And Dave Check, as we look at the 5-0 New Richmond Tigers and the 2-3 Chippewa Falls Cardinals, again, New Richmond winning 44-24 over Medford, defeating Marshfield 31-10. Closest game, knocking off River Falls, a home win at New Richmond 28-21, but then nearly shut out Eau Claire Memorial 31-7, and then 48-8 over Superior. This is a New Richmond team that is rolling, and it's time for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. What does Chi High have to do to make one win in the Big Rivers into a two-game winning streak?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think New Richmond's going to be a tough team to stop. They're very well balanced. They don't have kids that are, you know, number one or number two in the league in anything. They just have a number of kids that can get the job done in an offense that is just absolutely rolling. I think Coach Berger's defense has it pretty well locked down this year. I think he's going to hold them to 21. The question is how we get there. You know, we can't rely on a big play. We can't rely on a defensive touchdown. The only way it's going to happen is if Chi High can put together some consistent drives, get rid of those mistakes that'll kill a drive, like a holding penalty or a jumping off sides a few times, or, you know, illegal procedure. If they can get rid of those mistakes and they can move the ball consistently and get a couple of good drives this game, I think they've got a shot.
Again, Chi High, their highest scoring output of the season, 36-23 winners on the road at Eau Claire North. And trying to get that winning streak started here tonight as they are pumped up in front of their home crowd. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Halle Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. Game time is next.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over 2 decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
And it's a double reverse. They're going to come around the other end. Anderson. Anderson on the left sideline. He could score. Anderson, touchdown. David Anderson on the double reverse.
McCracken takes the snap. Wings it right side. It's picked off. Going down the sideline. Winklehoffer to the five, to the end zone. Touchdown. Pick six.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Score big and get paid with better checking. Shop and support local business with your Nicolet Bank debit card to help earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with real rewards checking. Join thousands of our customers who have had the opportunity to earn big with a real rewards checking account. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch to Nicolet Bank. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local Nicolet Bank team today. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
We are ready for football on homecoming night as this finishes up the Cardinal Countdown pregame show here on WOGO Sports. A stirring crowd singing along with the final strains of the national anthem. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Dave Check with you, Dawson Halverson and Dan Anderson back at the WOGO home base in Halley. A beautiful night, maybe some rain coming later on, Dave, but right now it's a gorgeous night for football.
Well, I don't know if I made you nervous by leaving my computer screen on here. That went on to about 10:30, so as long as we get out of here by 10:30, that storm shouldn't hit us, hopefully, but we'll see.
So we are looking forward to Chi High tangling with New Richmond in a series that dates back, according to the Chippewa Herald, to the late 1990s. Of course, New Richmond was in the Big Rivers Conference for a while, exited, and then came back just a few years ago. Overall, the Cardinals own a 15-4-1 record in that all-time series. Chi High has won two in a row against the Tigers and two of three since New Richmond moved back to the BRC in 2020. Again, thank you and a salute to Brandon Berg for always being on top of the research. Looking forward to a fantastic contest here tonight.
And you can take those history statistics and, you know, for what they're worth, but that Hudson River Falls New Richmond corridor is getting bigger and bigger every year.
A pop-up kick to start the game, picked up at the 20, Chi High on the receiving end, and up to the 27-yard line. New Richmond in their traveling white uniforms, jet black bottoms, and the Tiger orange on the numerals, some black piping, jet black helmets as well. Chi High resplendent in their Cardinal red home uniforms, jet black pants, black numerals, white piping, and the matte black helmets with the silver CF insignia. And Alan Dunham down the sideline for the first time. Certainly a little vim and vigor down there for the Cards.
Very exciting during this homecoming week to be at a football game again, and it's going to be a great contest against New Richmond.
Chi High will start out with three wide receivers. The give right up the middle from senior signal caller Mason Von Hayden and right back to the line of scrimmage, but not a lot of room there. Cards are led on the ground. by Jackson LeMay, despite missing a game with injury. 56 attempts, 275 yards rushing, and a 4.9 yards per carry average. And we had our Toyson Ford Keys of the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And we'll see if Chi High can live up to that here tonight. Second and 10 from their own 28. Von Hayden takes a shotgun snap, rolling out to his right. Immediate heavy pressure. Step a screen and immediately pulled down at the 30-yard line. He found Jackson LeMay, but a great stick and stop on one of the linebackers from New Richmond.
Maybe a 2-yard gain on that play, setting up a third and 8 after the no gain on the first rush.
And not to belabor the point, but in their first 5 games, this New Richmond team has only allowed 10 points in the first half. Third and 8, Chi High. Minute and change gone by in the first quarter. Back to pass, Von Hayden screens it out left side, and a big hit rolling the receiver back to the original line of scrimmage at the 28. Loss of 2, and it's 3 now for Chi High.
No doubt the defense is keen on LeMay. They are all over him, and they recognize that he's one of the better threats for Chi High.
So the Cardinals will punt on the receiving end. For New Richmond will be Abraham Monson, a 5'9 junior DB. They never lack for speed at New Richmond, so we'll see what he's got in the bag here. A line drive punt takes a nice roll, picked up at the 31-yard line. Outside the numbers to the 40, up to the 42, maybe the 43. The ball popped loose. A New Richmond up back was able to grab it. Just a gift right back to him. He'll lose a couple yards back to the 40-yard line, but the ball squirted free at the 42 and fell right into the arms of one of the players trailing that play.
Well, let's see if we're right about this defense of the Cardinals holding up here. Offense didn't do anything on that first drive.
Now, New Richmond does rotate 2 quarterbacks. Coach Reggie Larson told us it'll be just every other series. They're committed to that. First and 10 from the 40-yard line. Twin receivers left, single receiver right. Waist-high snap. Give right up the middle. And dragging some defenders up to the 45. The running back there, and I'm still looking for a number on who that was. I think it was number 22 there, Miles Berkey, 5'9", 162, a senior. So Berkey with the opening carry for 5. Second and 5 from the 45. After the 3 and out by the Cards, New Richmond good initial starting field position. Quarterback calls for the ball. Fakes the give to Berkey and keeps it himself, met right at the sideline. That's Reese Hitty. 6'1", 182-pound senior quarterback, and again, part of that two-man rotation. So Hitty with his first carry.
Give him 4 yards on the carry, 3rd and 1, and they're going hurry up.
Hitty brings them right back to the line. He'll go right into the heart of the Chi High line, and this is close, right at midfield.
Yeah, it looks like where the ref's standing, they got it pretty easy, but Cardinals hold him to about half a foot. Pretty sure at the 50-yard line, New Richmond would have went for it there.
New Richmond averaging 6.4 yards per rush on the season. Hitty 6.7 yards per attempt. He's had his first couple here tonight. First and 10 from midfield. Twin receivers left, single receiver right. Hitty from the shotgun. 3 minutes into the opening quarter. Hitty gives to Berkey. Berkey dodges one man off left guard, will nose his way forward for about 3 down the Chi High 47, first foray into Cardinals territory for the visitors here tonight. I mentioned Berkey as well, another player averaging over 6 yards per tote, 6.5. He leads him with 340 yards on the ground on 52 attempts. Second and 6 from the Chi High 48 officially. High snap to Hitty. He's going to keep it himself. Throw it right hand and left side to a man at the 45. Dodging a tackler at the 40. Finally wrestled down at the 35. But a first down reception for number 18, Max Kredovics. He's a junior, 175-pound, 6-footer. And New Richmond right back to the line with some tempo here.
Simon Fish from a safety spot making the tackle.
Hitting more of a pistol look here. First and 10 from the Chi High 35. Now will shift his back to his right hip. From the gun, Hitty, give to Berkey. Berkey picks his way across left guard. He was hit very quickly there and stumbles forward for a bit. I think that was Petska on the stop.
Yeah, Jackson Martin from the linebacker, yeah, spot made the tackle.
The only team more effective in the Big Rivers running the ball is Hudson this year. A couple of players averaging 7 yards a carry, but New Richmond over six a tote is pretty good. That's getting it done.
Gain of three there, though. Second and seven from the 31. Hitty with a back to his left this time. Two receivers to the right. Single receiver tight slot to the left. He'll throw it to that receiver. Outside the numbers, 30-yard line. Spinning past the defender at the 25. And down to the 20 for another first down. And once again, that was Kredovix. And the six-footer has been targeted on that left side a couple times so far. And Richmond moving down the field pretty quickly here in their opening possession. 7:31 to play as the clock stopped with Kredovix going out of bounds. Two receivers tight slot to the left, single receiver to the right. Hinney first and 10 from the 20-yard line. We'll give it to Berkey. Berkey straight ahead inside the 20. A couple Cardinal defenders fall on his back, and he'll push his way down to the 16 for a gain of four.
Well, like I said, that's what makes them so tough is just that mix of passing and a number of different players that can run the ball for them.
That was a similar play we run where it's a fake sweep and then you run the counter action off from it. Very disciplined job by the defensive line to be there for that stop.
Looks like they have an H-back in now, George Schroeder on the left side. Hitty in the gun, back to his left, two receivers right, single receiver left. Hitty's going to keep it himself, got a big gaping hole right up the middle inside the 10-yard line and down to the 8 for a gain of 9 and a first down on 2nd and 7.
Yeah, if you watch the left side of that New Richmond line, you had a hat on a hat about 5 yards down the field, exactly what the offensive line coach is looking for. Good blocking.
Again, tempo here from the New Richmond offense. First and goal from the 8. Hitty again from the gun. Two receivers right, single receiver left. Hitty will give off the right side. Chai High stringing it out and pulling him down back near the 10-yard line for a loss of 2.
And that's Carter Bowlby, I think, isn't it?
Number 6.
Great play. He's not going to get outside of Carter Bowlby.
Bowlby had probably his best defensive game out at Hudson, and then all around just an electrifying performance last week with 2 return touchdowns, 1 a kick return and 1 a punt return against Eau Claire North. That was Joe Heppner, the 5'9 junior running back on the carry that time. Loss of 2, second and goal from the 10. Wide split with 2 receivers to the left. From the gun is Hitty. Hitty will throw it right side. Got a man near the sideline, the 5-yard line. Big collision there. Knocked down inside the 5, close to the 3. Third and goal coming up.
Big play for the Cardinals.
Aiden Eckert was on the other end of that, a junior.
Quarterback's 3 for 3 at this point in time.
So New Richmond slowing things down just a bit here as they'll substitute, and now we have a stoppage and I believe a timeout on the field from Coach Reggie Larson. We'll be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Goal. Hitty fakes the give up the middle off left guard and into the end zone. Touchdown New Richmond on 3rd and goal from the 2. Reese Hitty the score, and it's 6-0 New Richmond.
Looked like the Cardinals had it pretty well covered, but he didn't hand the ball off. The running back was pretty well covered that time. Hitty wasn't.
So Hitty from 2 yards out. They're going to go kind of swinging gates on the PAT formation. Now we'll line up to kick it. That looks to be Bjorn Bonneman for the PAT. He will blitz the uprights, but miss, actually. And it's just 6-0. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Back to the action here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, Dan Anderson, and Dawson Halverson at the WOGO home base in Halley. Chi High falls behind early. Halfway through the first quarter, Reese Hitty, a 2-yard touchdown run. Now Bonneman with the kick, again a short kick. Maybe the tape is saying don't kick it to Carter Bovey or Jackson Boland. Chi High, nice return by one of the upbacks up close to the 35-yard line. Alan, I'm not sure if you saw who got that, but I mean, it does seem like the word is out. You don't want to kick it to some of these deep men for Chi High.
Yeah, no doubt. Everybody watches film and they see what happened the previous week. The kick was on the far side for me and I didn't pick up who did return it.
So New Richmond did exactly what I said the Cardinals had to do. Nice, consistent drive, 9 rushes for 29 yards, 3.2 yards, nothing outstanding per carry, but 3 for 3 in the air.
Didn't miss the PAT, so Chi High has a chance to go ahead here. Give in the backfield. I think that was LeMay, and LeMay going nowhere as he is hit all the way back near the 30-yard line. That's a loss of 5.
Yeah, number 51, Kyle Turner, came across the line unimpeded and met LeMay almost immediately after getting the handoff.
Turner's 5'11", 240, a senior, and this defense has been very stout so far for New Richmond. It's going to be 2nd and 15 for the Cards.
Going to have to get some short passes out on the edge here. I just don't see much movement against this defensive line.
4 wide, twins left and right. Preston Auger now in the backfield with Von Hayden. Von Hayden fakes the give under immediate heavy pressure, rolling out to his left, trying to escape, and he cannot as he is wrestled to the turf back inside the 20, all the way back to the 18, and a loss of 12.
Notice that I didn't say a deep drop either. I think they've got the speed to get to us too. Really, we don't have any choice but to get rid of that ball immediately, try to get to the edge. This team is quick, big up front. And now we're sitting here at the 20-yard line, needing to go to the 45.
3rd and 26 for Chi High from their own 19. 3 receivers to the left, single receiver to the right. Von Hayden from the shotgun calls for the ball, fakes the give. He'll screen it out left side. Got a man at the 20-yard line cutting outside the numbers, pulled down from behind, shy of the 25, maybe 5 yards back. But 4th and 20-plus for the Cards, and they're punting 3 and out for the second time here tonight.
I think that was number 29 with the reception, wasn't
Jalen
it?
Jalen Smith. Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics here in WOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass. Nice line drive punt for the Cards. That's going to take a Cardinal roll inside the 30-yard line and trickle down between the 28 and 29 on the New Richmond side of the field. So the Tigers will start their second possession a little worse off than the first, but they do have a 6-0 lead here late going in the third quarter. First quarter, excuse me. 3:42 left. Now again, if stats hold, New Richmond should have a new starting quarterback for this series. Hayden, of course, scored the touchdown the first. Here, right up the middle, nothing there. Now, Hitty is still out there, so what do we know? So Coach Larson indicated at least that typically every series they switch to a new signal caller.
No gain on that play. Cardinals trying to tighten it up a little bit underneath.
Nick Stelrecht is the other quarterback we'd expect to see. Number 2nd and 10 now from the 29. No gain on that play. 3 receivers to the left for New Richmond, leading 6-0. Pity going to keep it himself off the right side. Makes a man miss inside the 30-yard line to the 35 to the 40. And a first down. Ochai High with a golden opportunity there for a minimal gain or a loss. And Hitty just a little too athletic on the edge.
Maybe the coach is going to mix it up a little differently. Might like what he saw out of his quarterback on that first drive. 3-for-3 passing and executed a perfect game plan all the way down the field.
On the left side, Max Kredovic, who's already been targeted twice and had two passes along with catcher Langenis. And on the left wing, in a four wide receiver set, catcher, a great name for a wide receiver. First and 10 from their own 41. Hitty guns it right side, got a man in his own sideline across the 45-yard line, tumbled into the chalk at the 48. That's a gain of 7 on first down, and New Richmond going right back to the line. Aiden Eckert with his second reception, the junior. This is not a senior-dominated lineup for New Richmond either, as strong as they've been to start the season 5-0. Still a lot of players that'll be coming back for more next year. Second and 3 from their own 48. Hitty going to keep it himself. He's got a big gaping hole right up the middle of the field. First down, barrels down to the 40-yard line, all the way down to the 37 as he stumbles to the turf and moves the chains again.
Big 15-yard carry there. Now that's two straight, 12 carry, 15 carry. Now they've got their offense moving and the defense is on the heels a little bit.
Two receivers to the left, single receiver right. Hitty from the gun. First and 10 from the 37, a back to his left. Shy high side of the 50 here. New Richmond leading 6-0. Give off the right side, dancing up to the line of scrimmage for a couple. But not much room there. And going down to Allen, again, we've not seen Chai High really blown off the line a lot in the first five games of the season, but the Menominee game here at Duray was another time where it seemed like the battle at the line of scrimmage was definitely going the way of the Mustangs, and we're sort of seeing that again here tonight. Hitty back to pass. He'll fire it out left side. Got a man across the 30-yard line down to the 25 for a first down. That's Max Kredovic for the first time here tonight. And back down again to UL.
Yeah, this one just seems to be more the quarterback has a really good ability to read blocks and athletic enough to make a hole for himself, because anybody else who's carrying the ball tonight isn't nearly having the success as the quarterback does.
Knocking on the door of the red zone with under 90 seconds to play in the first quarter. New Richmond threatening to score for the second time tonight. They lead 6-0, minute 28 to go. Hitty gives right up the middle, hurdling a defender and loose at the 10 all the way down to the 6. A gain of 15 on first down. That was number 23, Ethan Panic, another junior, 5'7", 135. That'll lead to another first and goal for the New Richmond Tigers. First quarter has a minute and change left, and it's all gone New Richmond's way so far. Two receivers very wide split out to the right side. Hitty going to keep it himself, looking for his second score. He'll be cut down shy of the goal line at the 1 yard line as we're in the final minute now of the first quarter. Carter Bovey made the stop for Chai High. Hitty brings them right back to the line. Looked like he might go quick count. He will. Dodges off left guard into the end zone. Touchdown for the second time tonight. A pair of 2 yard scores for Reese Hitty, and it's 12-0 New Richmond, and now we'll see if they do go for two.
Yeah, you're right. There's the offensive line was so good, the push. They had four offensive linemen in the end zone. So when you're driving the defense back that far, that's an easy score for New Richmond right up the middle.
Card probably does say go for two, but they're not going to. They bring the extra point team out.
41.3 officially on the clock. And that was Bonneman, Bjorn Bonneman, the junior who handles the place kicking duties, missed the last one. Good snap, good hold. This one, he missed it wide again. It's 12-0. Chai High down two scores. Back in 60 seconds, back in 1 minute on WOGO.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clip salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time, too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great.
Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives easier. And that's why, when you shop at Hy-Vee, you won't need to compare prices at other stores, because we've done the comparing for you. Just look for the yellow Compare and Save signs when you shop the aisles to see how low our prices are on all of your favorite grocery items, from fresh produce and meat to dairy and frozen foods. Your wallet will thank you when you shop at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
Turn out past the 35-yard line. We do apologize. Apparently our officiating crew wants to get this game done before the weather comes in, as they brought that back to action about 20 seconds short, but 33 and a half seconds to go in the first quarter. It's 12-0 Chippewa Falls.
So the offense has to keep the defense off the field. New Richmond rolling a little bit more now, all the way up to a 5.2 average now overall, with a couple of big gains on that last series.
Two missed PATs, really the only blemishes so far in the first quarter. Little shovel pass off the left side. Chi High not going anywhere, as that is Jackson Boland, who will maybe get back to the line of scrimmage at the 35, may have lost half a yard. But it's been tough sledding on the edge and up the middle for Chi High so far against this New Richmond front. 11 seconds left. We'll see if the Cards will run a play. They will not. So we will go to the end of quarter number one with your score: New Richmond 12, Chi High 0 on homecoming night in Chippewa Falls. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 118 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We're hiring for full-time fulfillment center positions, as well as customer care and office positions. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Ray Field in Chippewa Falls, a little bit more subdued atmosphere than we had pregame, as Chi High down two scores to the New Richmond Tigers, 5-0 and leading the conference. It's 12-0 New Richmond. Cardinals with the ball, second and 11 on their own 24-yard line, looking for their first down of this contest. Von Hayden's going to keep it himself, a stiff arm, and he is dragged down in the backfield. A loss of maybe one, possibly even 2 yards on the play.
Maybe I can reverse jinx them here, but if you look at what they've done rushing the ball so far, this is impressive for New Richmond. Runs of 0 yards, negative one, negative two, negative five, and negative 11 on the sack. And we're 1 for 3 passing for 6 yards.
Another third and long, third and 12.
1-0. That's the end of the
Mason Von Hayden. From the 33, rolling out to his right. Now he's going to tuck it and keep it. He's got a little bit of a crease across the 35. Football came out at the 35-yard line. Looks like Chi High was able to dive on it there. Not sure who was quickest to the ball, one of the offensive linemen. Let's see if we can get a number here. I think that was big number 76 for the Cards.
Von Hayden, a 3-yard gain with that. Now it's still 4th and 9, bringing up the punt team.
Lincoln Herman, the junior, saving disaster on that possession. Punt, another low line drive, takes a nice bounce. Oh, goodness, right past the New Richmond returner, inside the 15, inside the 10, and trickling down close to the 8-yard line. Beautiful job on the knuckleball punt.
I think that was about a 52-yard punt there on that knuckleball punt.
We're starting field position. And give credit, I believe that was Owen King out there.
Field position doesn't seem to matter for New Richmond too much. They just chew up more yards when we give it to them.
Again, Alan, this special teams, especially the punting, we had some ups and downs to start the season, maybe a little bit more downs, but now it's starting to become a strength.
Yeah, it's getting better and better, and that's the why it's so important to field those punts.
First and 10 from their own 8 for the New Richmond Tigers. Give off left guard and a big hole right up the middle. Spun down across the 20 and up to the 22. A gain of 14 on first down.
Coach Berg was really imploring the defense during that last offensive set to, hey, play your responsibilities. You know what's coming. Just play your responsibilities. Play smart. We'll see if there's any improvement this drive.
Joe Heppner on the carry. 13, actually, they'll give him from the 8 up to the 21. 10-20 and counting. First half, 12-0 New Richmond. They've scored on each of their first two possessions. Man in motion to the left side of the formation. From the shotgun, twin receivers right, single receiver left. Give off the left side, shy high, sniffs it out, snuffs it out after a gain of maybe 2 yards. Good work by the front line.
Yeah, Pasola making the play from the defensive tackle position.
Make it second and long, second and 8. Twin receivers in a tight slot to the left side. Single receiver wide to the right. Man in motion left to right. They'll jet sweep off the left side. Chai high, a big gap across the 35-yard line. And pulling up to the 40, then the 41, before Wesley Tanzer able to roll the ball carrier to the turf. I believe that was catcher Langenis who came from his slot position on the jet sweep.
What was that stat that you gave at the beginning of the game about outscoring in the first half?
131-10 through the first five games. The halftime differential overall for New Richmond. You can see why. Hitty still at quarterback. He's going to rainbow deep down the left side. Got a man wide open inside the 30-yard line. Pulled down at the 25. Not a lot of air on that one, but Hitty put it on a rope to his man, number 13, Alex Aun, 6'2 junior.
It actually could have been worse than that. He had the defense by about 10 yards, and he had to come back for the ball.
First and 10 from the 25. Hitty keeping it himself. He's hit in the backfield, and a wall of red rolls him back. Chai High defense rising to the task on first down.
That's Petska making the initial stop.
We talked before the game with Coach Reggie Larson on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show just about the balance in his offense. We're averaging about 390 yards per game and split pretty evenly between rush and pass. No gain on the play, second and 10 from the Chai High 25. Hitty gives off the right side, pushing to the 22-yard line for a gain of 3. I believe that was Heppner again, and it was. With the Chai High defensive front forcing a third and long. I mean, again, if you're Coach Larson, New Richmond, it's probably two down territory here. It doesn't seem like the place kicking game is real strong, and the way your offense is clicking, you probably have two downs for 8 yards here. Hitty on third and 8 from the Chai High, 23 from the shotgun, stands tall in the pocket. Now he's going to roll out to his right, still looking down the field, tries to evade a man. He will, the 20-yard line, the 15, shoved out of bounds. My goodness, the burst by Hitty looked like he was just jogging to the sideline and then turned on the jets.
13-yard line.
Getting around Tanzer is no easy accomplishment. It shows the athleticism of the quarterback, because Tanzer, one of the better defensive players that we have, and Wagner was able to push him out.
So Hitty, the senior, has led the way with 2 2-yard touchdown totes and looking for more. 7:48 to play in the half, 12-0 New Richmond. On the near hash, man in motion left to right. Hitty will give it straight up the middle, and a big hole spinning inside the 5-yard line for another New Richmond first down. Ball carrier that time.
Miles Burke on the carry.
It's Miles Burke.
Jackson Bolin.
Burke, the 5'9 senior. I think Bolin was in there on the stop.
Yeah, he did come in at the beginning of this series. He's been playing safety in Simon Fish's spot.
First and goal from the 2.
This drive started at the 8-yard line. New Richmond with the first and goal to cap off a 92-yard drive.
7:20 and counting. Hitty could get another 2-yard touchdown score, his third of the night, if he goes in here. He'll keep it himself, and this time Chai High hits him right at the line of scrimmage, and a wall of red rolls him back. Cardinals defensive line says no, sir. New Richmond right back up to the line of scrimmage. Gain of 1. Second goal from the 1. Hitty, quick count, goes off right side. He's in. Touchdown for the third time tonight. It's 18-0 New Richmond. Hitty, his third touchdown already here tonight. He's been tough to stop, to say the least.
New Richmond's already had 24 rushes for 134 yards, a little over 5.5 a clip.
That is below their average. Again, a little bit of that swinging gait with most of the offensive line along the left hash. Now Bonneman looking for his first made extra point here tonight. Out of the hold of Hitty. Good snap, good spot. This kick looks good, and it is true. We're back in 60 seconds. Chai High trailing by 3 scores on homecoming night in Chippewa Falls, back in 60.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Kick picked up at the 13-yard line following blocking across the 25, the 30, 35, cutting inside a couple New Richmond defenders up to the 40-yard line. A good return for Chai High's Carter Bovey to try to give a little spark to the Cardinals' offense here in the first half as they trail 19-0.
Cardinal kick return game has been doing just outstanding this entire year, and tonight's no different, giving them some great starting field position. They just got to move the ball.
Mason Von Hayden get the play call from the sideline. Again, Chai High still looking for their first down here tonight.
Double wing, double tie for the first time.
First time, as you mentioned, we've seen that formation, and they're going to pass out of it. Von Hayden fires a dart inside the 45-yard line. I don't know if that was hauled in, but a flag certainly came out. And Chai High should draw a pass interference penalty here.
Yeah, I didn't think there was any way he could catch that because it looked like the defender just pushed him, just hit him right at the, before he even had a chance at the ball.
15-yard penalty. So Chai High will get their first down of the night via penalty. You'll take them however you can get them, and that'll move them into Tigers territory for the first time tonight. The Cards still trying to get into the Johnson Roloff red zone for the first time tonight as well. Johnson Roloff is your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRoloffService.com. Double wing, double tight from the 45-yard line. Von Hayden gives off the left side. There's a little bit of a gap in the clear.
There's the spark the Cardinals were looking for.
Devin Bush, the senior, on the crisscross, Allen, and Bush races for Chai High's first score of the night.
Yeah, that was the counter. He hit a wall, bounced off, found a seam, and took it to the house.
And the scoreboard said 40, but I believe that was from the 45.
45-yard line.
The place kick splits the uprights, and Chai High right back in it, down 19-7. Back in 1 minute, back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Welcome back to Chi High Football, homecoming night of this beautiful September evening in Chippewa Falls. Cardinals spot the first 19 points of the evening to New Richmond, but Devin Bush with a 40-yard dash, 45-yard, to make it 19-7. Ethan Faschingbauer, the homecoming king, drives this kick back to the 10-yard line. 15-20, cutting laterally across the field, 25-yard line, and roll to the turf just shy of the 25, actually back near the 23.
Like Jack Zwiefelhofer with a great tackle there.
Another senior.
We had some problems last week against North, giving up big creases, and that time a real nice even pursuit by the Chi High defense.
Cardinals, we mentioned, got their first down of the night, brought to you by Service Master of Chippewa Falls, or Chippewa Valley more specifically. Service Master is your first choice in home and business restoration from floods, fires, mold, and more. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Hitty, the give off the left side this time, up to the 28-yard line before Chi High stiffens on defense. Gain of about 5 on first down as we are moments away from the halfway point of the second quarter in a 12-point game. Chi High trailing 19-7. Remember, 2 missed PATs from the New Richmond Tigers. Gain of 6, up to the 29 officially. Hitty from the shotgun, twin receivers left and right. Actually an H-back now to the left side. Hitty will shoot it out left side. Got a man for a first down. 35, 40-yard line, diving into his own sideline near the 43. Quick gain of close to 14. We'll make the smart choice. Flat rate MRIs from Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire are typically $650. That's 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals. Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire accepts most insurances as well. Find out more at MYSSMI.com for Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire. Hitty, back to pass, stands tall in the pocket. Rainbows down the left side, overshot everyone. Closest player to the ball was the Chi High DB.
I think that's McCarron playing over at that cornerback spot. He had the tackle on the last play and then did a nice job of being the closest one to the ball in that play.
Richmond just does such a great job with the run that the Cardinals have to respect the run, leaving the receivers wide open for a lot of those quick passes for about 5-10 yards.
It'll be 2nd and 10, New Richmond. Now they do a 4 wide, 2 left, 2 right. Empty shotgun. Hitty's going to fake, then keep it himself. Off the right side. Big hit at the 47-yard line. That's
number 12. That is Brett Krista.
Krista laying the wood.
Wow, that was a hit.
Yeah, Tanzer tripped him up and got the quarterback off balance, and then Krista finished him off.
Under 5 minutes to go in the half. 3rd and 7. New Richmond still on their side of the 50, leading 19-7. They have a single receiver out to the right. That's Alex Aun. Now 3 receivers on the left side. Hitty up to the line, giving directions to his center. Now stepping back into the shotgun with the back on his right hip. Hitty takes a shoulder high snap. Immediate roll out to his left. Dodges one defender. Straight ahead. Big hit at the 48-yard line. Hit again and again and drops shy of the 50.
And again, it was Krista with just a huge hit to stop him dead. and let the other players come in and catch up. That was a great defensive stand.
Hitty was just pinballing between Shy-High defenders. Give him credit for not going down on first impact. But now it's fourth and about five, and going right back to the line to go for it. Coach Reggie Larson, his squad, unless they're trying to draw Shy-High off sides here.
This would be the time for them to do it, try to get them to jump, call a timeout.
Hitty again, we have not seen the second quarterback in that QB carousel they typically have. It's been all Hitty. He's rewarded his coach for the extended playing time with three rushing touchdowns. And they will call a timeout and punch it away. We're back in 60 seconds, back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Richmond coming out now to punt for the first time tonight, a fourth and five from their 49-yard line. Carter Bovey will stand at his own 16 with 3:40 to go in the half in a 12-point game. New Richmond leading 19-7. Good snap, minimal pressure, and this will be a line drive knuckle ball that Carter Bovey will just let roll smartly, but unfortunately it takes a beautiful Shy-High roll, or excuse me, a beautiful New Richmond roll all the way inside the 10 and down to the 9-yard line. So both punters have pinned the opponent inside the 10.
Okay, but key thing there, the Shy-High, great response. The offense gets a touchdown, the defense comes out, forces a three and out, or a stop and a punt, and now you get the ball back with 3.5 minutes left, a chance to put more points on the board before halftime.
And Dave, New Richmond had a 92-yard touchdown drive. Shy-High has a chance to pull within one score if they can get a 91-yard drive.
And again, still looking for that first consistent drive. We had that explosive 45-yard run. But we said we got a team that's capable of having some of those big plays, but we need a consistent drive here.
Cards will start in the double wing from their own 9-yard line. Back to pass, Von Hayden. Von Hayden rolling out to his right. He's hit at the goal line. Oh, goodness, this is close to a safety. I think he just got out of the end zone. A big bootleg and a loss all the way back inside the 1-yard line. Loss of at least 8. Unfortunately, that's not how the Cards wanted to start that possession. The number of tackles for loss we've seen tonight from this New Richmond defense has just been staggering.
Second down and 18.
Especially given the athleticism in that Shy-High backfield.
Yeah, this does not look good looking at the size of that defensive line right now for Shy-High.
Second,
if we try to
18.
Run it up the middle, this is not going to be good.
Von Hayden under center, double wing, double tight. Von Hayden give off the right side, fighting forward for maybe a yard, but I think it may be no gain. They may give him the 2. Third and 17, Jackson LeMay.
It's Jackson LeMay on that one. I thought that was Bush for some reason. Jackson LeMay for maybe a yard.
So third very long. And again, the shifts in momentum here now if you're Shy-High. Really just trying to get a little breathing room for a punt. On third and 18 from the one and trying to avoid the disaster of a safety for the second week in a row. Off the right side. Up to about the 4-yard line on the carry and a quick timeout by Coach Reggie Larson with 2:01 to play. Timeout on the field. We are back in 30 seconds, back in just half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Don't forget to follow CFHS Media on YouTube. Extended halftime coming up. We'll see a marching Cardinals performance. Chi-High trailing on the field here 19-7 with 2:01 left. New Richmond and Coach Reggie Larson just took their final timeout, but expecting to get golden field position here. The return man is actually inside the 35 of Chi-High waiting for this punt from Owen King. 4th and 15 from the 4. Pressure is moderate. Good kick. Drives him back to the 39-yard line. Straight ahead and tripped up across the 30, falling down close to the 26. So knocking on the door of the red zone already, the New Richmond Tigers leading by 12. And a minute 52, no timeouts left, but plenty of time. The Chi-High defense is going to be called upon once again here.
I thought we got lucky to get that punt off. The punter held that ball for quite some time, considering they were bringing about 6 guys off that left edge.
And it would be an apropos time for a turnover. First and 10 from the 25 officially. Plus territory already for Reese Hitty. He'll give to Heppner, and Heppner is cut down right at the line of scrimmage. Nice job on the play by a couple Chi-High defenders. That was Joe Heppner. There's also Will Heppner on the roster for New Richmond. Second and 10 from the 25, just inside it. Throw left side from Hitty, and a collision inside the 20-yard line down to about the 17, maybe the 18, pending the spot from the side judge. Third and short coming up for the Tigers. Ivy halftime show on the way. Clock stopped at 1:22. Third and 2, New Richmond. Twin receivers to the right. Ball's on the far half. Single receiver on that left side. H back in motion to the left side of the formation. Hitty with a back on his left hip. Will take it from the shotgun. Hitty's going to keep it himself left side. Get the first down easily inside the 10-yard line. And will make it first and goal, New Richmond, all the way down close to the 7. So you can see again why Hitty averages 6 plus per carry coming in. I mean, over halfway through the season, 5 games. Stats say a lot.
Having a great game passing, too. 8 for 9 tonight, but again, they're leaving them just wide open because they have to respect the run.
First and goal from the 8. Hitty straight ahead. Spins off a defender at the 3-yard line, and he is in for his 4th touchdown tonight. Reese Hitty, the senior, from 8 yards out this time. And it is 25-7, New Richmond. New Richmond looking every bit the conference leader.
They are headed for a showdown with Hudson, and that should be a very interesting game. Those two teams set to be by far the tops in this league right now.
Final game of the regular season for both of those clubs. And a fake and pass into the back line of the end zone. It falls incomplete. New Richmond trying to get 2, and Chi-High. Good coverage on the fake. And with 58.3, we will take a 30-second break. Chi-High now trails 25-7. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back to Cardinal Football and WOGO Sports. Chi-High with 58.3 seconds remaining in the half. Hoping to get a spark here on this kick return, trailing 25-7. Monoman will drive this one all the way back to the 12-yard line, picked up there outside the hash. Now Bovey will cut across the grain up to the 20-yard line, and he is turned back and spun to the turf, and Chi High will start first and 10 with roughly 80 yards to go at 50.4 seconds on the clock. Two timeouts still for Coach Rakovich as well.
Kickoff return by number 6, Kevin Bovey.
Cardinals with this far to go. I would be surprised to see them do anything but a conservative run here and go into halftime with what it's at.
They do the spread offense out.
Yeah, for the Cardinals, they'll start at their own 20.
So it is officially at the 20-yard line, ball in the near hash. Cards will go four wide, two left, two right. And Mason Von Hayden, the senior, will operate from the shotgun on first and 10. Light pressure, throws it left side at the 25-yard line, bobbled and incomplete. He was looking on that side for Sam Hebert for the first time tonight, Hebert the junior. 46.1 seconds remaining in the half. Second and 10.
Well, that's good to see them being aggressive. I have to admit, I was already wrong. They already passed it to the outside. They're trying to be aggressive and do something here.
Three receivers to the right, single receiver left from the gun. Second and 10 from his own 20, Mason Von Hayden. Bootleg to his right. Von Hayden looking right the whole way. Got a man across the 20-yard line, scampering toward the 24 and out of bounds. Gain of four. Clock stops at 39.9. That was Jackson LeMay. Chi High now third and about six. And just under 40 seconds left. Four wide, split evenly left and right. Mason Von Hayden on this third and six from his own 24. Calls for the ball, shoulder high snap, back to pass, flares out left side, he's got LeMay. LeMay, 25, 30, 35, up to the 40-yard line, skips out of bounds at the 45, a gain of 21. Jackson LeMay nodding his head a little bit at that New Richmond secondary with 32.1 left, Chi High. Another Service Master of Chippewa Valley first down brought to you by Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your first choice in home and business restoration from floods, fires, mold, and more. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
That time they started LeMay as out in the backfield, and he faked a block, and then he ran out into the flat, caught the pass, and the defense didn't account for him.
First and 10 from the 45. Back to pass again, Von Hayden. Flares it out right side. LeMay needs to beat one man. He's able to dodge one tackle, but there's a wave coming toward him. He will somehow avoid a couple defenders and get over to the sideline, and a flag comes out late near the place where LeMay went out.
Yeah, definitely going to be a personal foul, late hit.
And if Chi High gets 15 more freebies here, that would place them down at the 40-yard line with a couple timeouts and 23 and a half seconds left.
First of all,
Late hit on New Richmond. And LeMay can provoke that kind of reaction, especially when you think you have him down. And like a water bug, he's just able to skip and jitter away from three, even four defenders at a time. So 25-7, Chi High trails by 18. But a little spark here in this final drive of the half. See what they have left in the final 23-plus seconds. Four wide again. Back to pass from the shotgun. Trying to set up a screen. Von Hayden, now he's under heavy pressure. He'll toss it into the sideline. And, wow, the athleticism by Von Hayden just to get that one away. But now he's clutching his right side a bit.
And they're looking at saying that that's going to be an illegal grounding penalty.
I think he got it past the line of scrimmage, but it would just be, did he get outside the tackle box, and there is a flag on the play. Illegal man downfield actually is the penalty on Chi High, so that'll make a first and 10, a first and 15, but also a lot of time ticked off there. 15.9 seconds left.
Back to the 45-yard line. I think the clock, that's a good timeout. I think the clock was going to continue to run there.
Timeout taken by Chi High. We'll be back in 30 seconds, back in just half a minute. Closing seconds of the first half here on Homecoming Night in Chippewa Falls.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Seconds of game action away from the Hy-Vee halftime show. Here in Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Dave Check with you on WOGO Sports, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Dan Anderson and Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO studios in Halley, our board operators in tandem here tonight. First and 15, the Cardinals from the 45 of New Richmond, trailing 25-7. Four wide again and a shotgun snap. Auger will flare it out left side to Von Hayden. They were joined together in the backfield, and Auger showing off his athleticism with the pass. But Von Hayden is spilled back on his side of the 50, and Chi-High will take another immediate timeout with 10.6 seconds, which means we will take one more 30-second break here on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Welcome back to football on a Friday night here in Chippewa Falls. 10.6 seconds remain in the second quarter.
While we're waiting for this last play, been watching some of the Oconto Falls Coach Bull coaching against Coleman. They've had an ambulance on the field for about 25 minutes. So our prayers out to Coach Bowles' player out there. Hopefully it's the last thing you want to see on a night like this.
Of course, it was good to have Coach Bull and Oconto Falls here at DeRay for a neutral site game earlier in the season. Second and 24, Chi-High, now back at their own 46. Von Hayden looking for the backwards pass. Now he's going to throw it out right side, and that one's blown up and maybe mercifully incomplete. I think he was looking for Auger. On that side, 4.5 seconds left.
Credit this New Richmond defense, very attacking, very physical defense. They do not give you any space.
Third and 24, Chi-High from their 46 now.
I'll be very surprised if Chi-High doesn't start the second half when they get the ball with double tight, double wing.
That's where they've had success here tonight in terms of scoring, that 45-yard run by Devin Bush. On third and 24, Von Hayden pumps, now throws left side. He's got Hebert, and Hebert stepped on the sideline, I believe. Either way, that was the final play of the half. We will head into the Hy-Vee halftime show with your score. New Richmond 25, Chi-High 7. An extended halftime coming up. We'll take a look at the stats. Your great clips, great plays in the half as well. That's all coming up in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Give us 3.5. We'll be back with all the action on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly parents' night out events, family fun zone, and child watch service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summers off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates. At Wurzgalla, they're always here to help.
When you're cheering on the Chi-High Cardinals, the best tailgate parties deserve the best beef. And at Hy-Vee, we know a thing or two about beef. That's why only 6 out of 100 cattle are good enough to bear the Hy-Vee brand. That's only 6 out of 100. You won't find quality like that anywhere else, so enjoy your hand-selected beef on the grill this week from Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi-High Football.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
On the field here at Duray. Beautiful night for homecoming. This is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Certainly the smiles may be a little bit more tipped toward the New Richmond sideline as they lead at the half 25-7. There were some sparks for Chi-High, Dave Check, but ultimately it's been a first half that was really controlled by the Tigers.
Well, but again, we've always had sparks on this team. When you've got the speed that we have on these players, you're going to have some exciting plays. You're going to have a 45-yard touchdown. Would have been exciting, quite frankly, to see a 92-yard touchdown just ripped off right there.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't work that way that often. So you got to be able to put together the consistent drives, and the Cardinals really didn't put together any consistent drive. The one drive that scored a touchdown was a 15-yard first down on a penalty and then a 45-yard touchdown. So we certainly have a quick strike offense that we can utilize from time to time, but if they don't put together those consistent 5 and 6 yard plays, this New Richmond team is going to put this one away.
Now, to the Cardinals' credit, again, I mean, we said we weren't going to belabor this stat. Maybe we have. New Richmond, the first 5 games of this season, has outscored opponents 131-10. Now they have outscored Chi-High 25-7, but again, 5 teams New Richmond has played, only 10 points scored in the first half of those first 5 games. So Chi-High was 7 again. I mean, that's kind of defying the trend.
Yeah, I mean, they're averaging 26.2 and giving up only 2. So in that regard, like I said, the flash that we showed helps a little bit. We get the one touchdown. But again, you know, trying to think if you can hold this team to 21, that's because I just don't see us getting over that as the problem. And again, New Richmond's going to start with the second half, but this is a good team. I mean, this would be, we would have to string together a lot of consistent plays rather than just a couple of good plays to be able to beat this team.
And I think one of the difficulties as well in the first half has been just getting behind the sticks. Again, this is a Chi High offense that has some big play capability, but not necessarily a team that wants to be in second and long series after series after series. But unfortunately, we've seen that, and that's a credit in large part, again, to that defensive front, the strength, but also the quickness, the ferocity of this Tigers defensive front. I mean, there's been no time to throw for Von Hayden. Again, whether it's up the middle or on the edges, they've just been bringing multiple hats to the ball very, very quickly.
Yeah, it's tough to find an answer for that. You know, obviously they're physical up front. We're not going to be able to run right at them. You know, the one run that we had, I think that might have been on the crisscross, a little bit of misdirection that got us loose in the backfield there. They're teeing up, you know, expecting our pass and putting some pressure on the quarterback there. So, you know, maybe some quick passes outside. I saw him try a screen, and even a screen they blew up because Von Hayden just had nobody to throw it to. So, but that's where, you know, you can catch those guys running full speed up the field, throw a little screen behind them. I thought it was a beautiful play to try it. Execution is a different thing.
And we'll hear some of those plays in the great clips, great plays of the half. Coming up, this is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. I want to say hi to a very special little five-year-old, my daughter Nora. Daddy loves you. I know you were hoping to come to the game here tonight, but baby brother just wasn't having it. But we'll try and get you out to a Chippewa Falls football game before the end of the season, honey. So make sure you go to bed in an hour. Hello to my daughter, Nora. Chi High's Marching Cardinals Band getting ready for another epic performance. We'll step out and be back after this. We'll have the Dave check of the stats at the half and also those great clips, great plays of the half. All that coming up in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Cardinals TV.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
And it's a double reverse. They're going to come around the other end. Anderson. Anderson on the left sideline. He could score. Anderson, touchdown. David Anderson on the double reverse.
McCracken takes the snap. Wings it right side. It's picked off. Going down the sideline. Winklehoffer to the five, to the end zone. Touchdown. Pick. Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Pillar Bank brings 140 years of banking experience to you in their new location, conveniently located with Caribou Coffee on County Road I.
At Pillar Bank, you will see and talk to people you know. We're not an impersonal corporate bank with lots of red tape. We are a straightforward local bank who knows our customers and does what is right. Hi, I'm Neil Mathwig, and I invite you to visit us, meet our staff, open an account, or talk with us about our personal, business, or agricultural needs. We're local banking done right.
Visit pillar.bank today.
Time show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Enjoying the Chi-High Marching Cardinals performance here. New Richmond leading your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 25-7. The Tigers come in 5-0 at the top in the Big Rivers Conference. Hudson 4-1, but both teams unbeaten in conference play. Chi-High just got their first conference win over Eau Claire North last week at Carson Park. They are 2-3 on the season. Before we get to the stats here, Dave Check, again, typically you're going to need to have a plus 500 record in conference play in order to get into the postseason, which, again, we've seen Chi-High at 3-4 in the conference get in before, but typically you want to be 4-3 in conference play to be safe, and that means with these final four games, you've got New Richmond tonight, River Falls next week, then Memorial and Superior, you need to win three out of those four.
Well, let me break it down for you a little bit different. I think the Cardinals can get in at 3-4 this year, and here's the reason. What it comes down to is usually in the state, the automatic qualifiers, you have maybe 14 teams that can make it at 3-4. And the way they do it is the number of games that the teams that you beat have wins in conference, that's the tiebreaker. So what that means is normally if you have three wins, you beat a team that has two wins, one win, and zero wins for a total of three wins, okay? That's how it almost always is because you're the fourth worst team in the conference, essentially, if you have three wins. This year, the reason that Chi-High has the edge is because Memorial, I believe, knocked off somebody that isn't in that mix.
Sure.
And so the Cardinals, because they wind up playing Eau Claire, they beat Eau Claire North. Eau Claire North has two wins. However this works, if they do get a win against Superior and Eau Claire Memorial, they're going to wind up, instead of three wins, with four wins between those opponents. That's going to give them the edge. They'll make it in with a tiebreaker. It'd be nice to say that they also have to beat the River Falls or win this game, but I don't think they do. They have to lock it down against Superior, and they have to beat Memorial, and I think that would be enough to get them in.
Again, certainly the best way to ensure it is to win three out of your last four, but again, Chi-High would love to keep that playoff streak going. Let's take a look at statistics here, the Check Law Office check of the stats, we'll call it, here. What jumps out at you tonight? I mean, certainly things tilted in the direction of New Richmond.
Yeah, offensively, we really only had two big plays. Von Hayden winds up 7-for-9 for 41 yards. Really, he only had 40 yards, but I gave him the pass that he actually caught for 1 yard. But receiving those was mostly LeMay. LeMay had four catches for a total of 24 yards. One big 25-yard catch in the middle. Actually, had 29 yards. One big 25-yard catch. The rest, a couple of small catches. Smith had a catch for 6 yards. Von Hayden had a catch for 1 yard. And Aber had a catch for 5 yards. Rushing the ball, LeMay had three attempts for minus 2 yards. Von Hayden had four attempts for minus 18 yards. Boland had two attempts for minus 1 yard. Almost seeing a pattern there at this point in time, but Bush came through with that 45-yard touchdown run. One rush for 45 yards. So as a team, the Cardinals, though, 10 total rushes for 24 yards, averaging only 2.4 per carry. Very stout defense. Meanwhile, offensively, just about everything going right for New Richmond. 8-for-9 in the air for a total of 106 yards. Perfectly balanced attack, 163 yards rushing on 30 carries. That's a 5.4-yard clip. I mean, it's exactly what we talked about coming in. Really hard to stop them when they're so balanced on the number of different things that they can do. It's kind of how we drew it up coming in, not the way we wanted it, but couple of consistent drives for the Cardinals, and they might still be in this, but they haven't had it.
again, it's really going to need to start with their second stop of the night, hopefully, as New Richmond will get the second half kickoff. This is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. When we come back, it'll be the Great Clips Great Plays of the Half, as Chi High with some fireworks. They do trail by 3 scores, 25-7. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Cardinals TV.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 118 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We're hiring for full-time fulfillment center positions, as well as customer care and office positions. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. One score update we have for you so far. Menominee leading North 24-7 at the half. Well, it's time now for the Great Clips, Great Plays of the Half, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details and clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Here's how the first half sounded on WOGO Sports. And tempo here from the New Richmond offense. First and goal from the 8. Hitty again from the gun. 2 receivers right, single receiver left. Hitty will give off the right side. Chi High stringing it out and pulling him down back near the 10-yard line for a loss of 2.
That's Carter Bowlby, I think, isn't it?
Number 6.
Junior.
It actually could have been worse than that. He had the defense by about 10 yards, and he had to come back for the ball.
First and 10 from the 25. Hitty keeping it himself. He's hitting the backfield, and a wall of red rolls him back.
92-yard drive.
7:20 and counting. Hitty could get another 2-yard touchdown score, his 3rd of the night, if he goes in here. He'll keep it himself, and this time Chi High hits him right at the line of scrimmage, and a wall of red rolls him back. Cardinals defensive line says no, sir. New Richmond right back up to the line of scrimmage, gain of 1.
Or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Deep kick picked up at the 13-yard line following blocking across the 25, the 30, 35, cutting inside a couple New Richmond defenders up to the 40-yard line. A good return for Chi High's Carter Bovey to try to give a little spark to the Cardinals' offense here in the first half as they trail 19-0. Wing double tight from the 45-yard line. Von Hayden gives off the left side. There's a little bit of a gap in the clear.
There's the spark the Cardinals were looking for.
Devin Bush, the senior, on the crisscross, Allen, and Bush races for Chi High's first score of the night.
Yeah, that was the counter. He hit a wall, bounced off, found a seam, and took it to the house.
Three receivers on the left side. And he up to the line, giving directions to his center, now stepping back into the shotgun with the back on his right hip. Hitty takes a shoulder high snap, immediate roll out to his left, dodges one defender, straight ahead, big hit at the 48-yard line, hit again and again, and drops shy of the 50.
And again, it was Krista with just a huge hit to stop him dead and let the other players come in and catch up. That was a great defensive stand.
And just under 40 seconds left. Four wide, split evenly left and right. Mason Von Hayden on this third and six from his own 24. Calls for the ball, shoulder high snap, back to pass, flares out left side, he's got LeMay. LeMay, 25, 30, 35, up to the 40-yard line, skips out of bounds at the 45, a gain of 21. Jackson LeMay nodding his head a little bit at that New Richmond secondary with 32.1 left, Chi High. Another service master of Chippewa Valley first down. And those are the Great Clips Great Plays of the Half, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details and clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. The second half starts in 90 seconds on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
At my Great Clips Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clips Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clips Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
That'll do it for the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, your WOGO sports team here on homecoming night in Chippewa Falls. Salute to Chris Perry, running the Chi High live stream via CFHS Media on YouTube. You can watch and listen with our WOGO Sports play-by-play. Again, make sure you hit that subscribe button on YouTube, CFHS Media, for Cardinal TV. Dan Anderson, Dawson Halverson, back in the WOGO studios in Howling, our intrepid board operating team here tonight, Chi High, with 24 minutes remaining on their homecoming night. At least from a football standpoint, I'm sure there's bonfires and other things planned later on, but they would sure love to get a stirring comeback here tonight, and it's going to start on defense, hoping for a stop as they'll be kicking away right to left here, Dave.
So, we're going to get started right away. A couple of shout-outs, so I think we'll just wait for this kickoff here coming up. We've missed enough of them with the timeouts.
So Ethan Fashingbauer, the homecoming king, has it on the tee. The run-up and the right-footed boot. He's going to pop this one up in the air. It'll take a little bit of an awkward bounce and going right down to a knee at the 12-yard line. The return man that time, Abraham Monson, just fields it cleanly. And not great starting field position for the Tigers. You mentioned a shout-out.
So, shout out to, you heard my commercial with Jack Strand. They're probably the only Division II quarterback with an NIL contract to do a commercial. But I can't say where he plays for. I don't know. We stayed away from that. But you can go ahead and Google who's leading Division II football in passing. He's third for yardage, number one for completions, and third for touchdowns.
Wow. First and 10 from the 13 for New Richmond. give off the left side, angling across the 15-yard line and up close to the 20. A nice gain on first down for the Tigers. And Alan Dunham, as we go down to you for the first time again, there certainly was some pep in the step of Chi High as they warmed up for the second half, and the defense is going to need it here.
No question about it. You can't give up many more points. Hopefully the offense can get on track and get some points, but as a defense, you have to get some stops absolutely if there's any chance to win this game.
Gain of 8 on first down officially, so second and 2 with a man in motion left to right. Hitty gives it off that left guard and a big crease across the 30-yard line up to the 35 and actually all the way up to about the 37. Caught a gain of 16 on second and 2. Carter Bovey on the stop. And Bovey has just had a phenomenal first half of his senior season. First and 10 from the 37 now, with a minute gone by in the third quarter. New Richmond leading 25-7, and the Tigers hungry for more. Twins left and right, and he's going to call his own number right up the middle. He stood up at the 40-yard line and pushed back.
Hagman with the initial hit from the defensive tackle position.
Well done by Hagman. He's one of those names that we've called more and more as the season has gone on. Gain of 3, second and 7 for the New Richmond Tigers. 5-0 conference leaders in the Big Rivers. 10-20 with the clock still rolling here in the third quarter. High snap. Hitty hauls it in. He's going to give it right up the middle, nosing forward and pushing the pile up to the 45 and the 46-yard line. Gain of 6. And that was pretty much all done after contact. I believe Heppner on the toes. Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. More in a moment as New Richmond going tempo on 3rd and 1. Hitty with a back to his left, twin receivers to the right. Hitty going to keep it himself, following his back, picks his way across the line of scrimmage, makes a man miss at midfield, still darting across the 45-yard line and down to the Chi High 41. A gain of 13 for Reese Hitty, just showing the athleticism again. But finishing off Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, you can find them in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Great folks there, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. And Dave, does that put Hitty over 100 yards yet? I think he's got to be.
I would think so. I think he's got all the touchdowns for New Richmond.
4 of them. All in the first half. From 2 yards, 2 yards, 1 yard, and 8 yards away, Reese Hitty. Hitty gives to Heppner. Heppner straight up the middle, and Heppner with a burst inside the 30-yard line down to the 26, a gain of 15. And New Richmond just ripping off chunks of yardage right now.
Very impressive what the New Richmond offensive line is doing to create those seams.
Yeah, this is what they've been doing to teams all year long. 7 rushes so far this half already for 62 yards, 8.8 yards. To keep this up, they're going to have their overall average up above that 6-7 area that they have.
Two receivers left. Single receiver slot to the right, ball in the near hash. 1st and 10 from the 26th to give to Heppner. Heppner off left guard. Stumbles a bit, but still able to push the pile down inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. A gain of 8 on first down. Got a great crowd on hand here at Duray. Full up student section to spirit out with a lot of Cardinals gear out there. Kind of reached a crescendo when Devin Bush took that one 45 yards to the house. It was loud before the game started, but a little subdued, waiting for something good to happen in this game. From the 18-yard line, Hitty give off the right side. Chi High that time bottle up very quickly as a helmet goes spinning away.
I'm not sure if they started out in this defensive formation or not, or if they just adjusted to it, but they now have their little bit heavier look where they have 4 linemen and then, 5 down linemen and then the linebackers, 3, an extra linebacker and 1 less DB in here, and just to try to stop this run, try to make New Richmond one-dimensional if you can.
And watch New Richmond. They have perfect timing for where they just pitched that little quick five-yard pass.
High snap, give to Burke, and Burke is hit and dropped as he crosses the 15-yard line. He may have gotten down to the 13 for a gain of one, but there was just not a lot of room there.
Buried by big number. Is that 95 or 85?
Jackson Martin there. And I believe that was Ethan Panic, excuse me. Not Burke, but Panic on the stop, on the carry, rather. Gain of one, second and nine. Give off the left side this time. A little head of steam inside the 10, down to the 9. Gain of four.
Wow, Carter Bovey coming from the safety position.
And Bovey's just been all over the place. And Carter Langenis, that was a little jet sweep action again. Second time we've seen that.
I think that was number 85, Colton Petska, the play before that I was talking about that must have hit him from the other side. I think Martin got a piece of him, and Petska, number 85 out there, just kind of stands out above everyone else at 6'2".
Ball on the 9-yard line of Chi High. This drive for New Richmond, opening drive of the second half, has taken nearly half of the quarter, and now Coach Larson doesn't like what he sees on 3rd and 4. He'll take a timeout. We'll just take a 30-second break here, back in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Score big and get paid with better checking. Shop and support local business with your Nicolet Bank debit card to help earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with real rewards checking. Join thousands of our customers who have had the opportunity to earn big with a real rewards checking account. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch to Nicolet Bank. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local Nicolet Bank team today. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Coming, Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. Thank you for joining us here at WOGO Sports. Well, if you want to get paid to watch your kids or grandkids play sports, Chippewa Yellow Bus Company has transported local athletes for 70-plus years, and they are now hiring drivers. Enjoy summers off and a flexible schedule, $300 sign-on bonus, and paid training. Call 726-2454 or stop by Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue, Chippewa Falls. 3rd and 5 officially from the 9-yard line. Hitty going to keep it himself, throw over the middle, and it's intercepted at the 3-yard line.
Brett Krista got the interception.
Oh, my goodness, the play of the night for the Chi High defense. Brett Krista reading the quarterback Hitty's eyes. And now we have a...
Really, the only bad decision that I've seen out of the quarterback all night there, he had the guy wide open in the flat, and he decided to turn to the middle where there was about 3 or 4 Cardinals bracketing the offensive player. Just a poor decision to try to thread that in. Maybe a little bit of overconfident, even the way things have been going tonight.
The ball, funneled it on the return. White recovered it. 1st and 10.
Well, if you heard that interception, but on the return, a fumble. And so now New Richmond, instead of a 3rd and 5, has a 1st and 10, just 6 yards further back. Hinney will keep it himself off the right side. Can't make a man miss on the edge. Is that Wes Tanzer over there?
Yeah, Tanzer and Krista again on that tackle.
Ironic after that interception that they might have been better off just batting it down, as it turns out, giving him a full set of downs there instead of a 4th and 8.
Still a phenomenal pick by Krista, but unfortunately, 2 turnovers on the same play. And the net is that New Richmond continues to bleed the clock here in the 3rd quarter. Hitting gives right up the middle. Big gash inside the 5-yard line down to the 2 for a 1st down. 1st and goal.
Joe Hepner.
That time on the tote.
Sorry, that's that counter action where the goes to the right, and then they come back with the running back to the left. And Chi High had been well positioned to stop that early in the game, and this time it pops for a 1st down.
1st and goal.
If Hitty gets in again, he could be up on WisSports.net for the player of the week. He's scored 4 times here tonight, and his team is ranked 4th in Division 2 coming into this game. Hitty this time will keep it himself, and he is in again for the fifth time tonight. The talented senior, another one-yard touchdown run, and it is 31-7, New Richmond.
Quarterback Reese Hitty.
So far, about 253 yards of total rushing. I don't know if Hitty's over 100 himself or not. He's had a lot of help from the other players with a lot of big gashing plays, but he's got to be close. And either way, five touchdowns, and with what he's doing passing, he's going to get that interception. Didn't hurt him.
Again, we mentioned this a couple times. Typically, it's been two quarterbacks rotating. Coach Larson said what they typically do is rotate quarterbacks. Every other series is Hitty with the hold, and the kick is good. We'll touch on that more back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. Cardinals trail 32-7.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summer's off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Line to the 15, 20, 25, and upended across the 25 is Carter Bovey, close to the 30. It looked like someone got him a little bit high there.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was a what you would call a face mask. I mean, it looked like he grabbed him by the back of the helmet, pulling up on the helmet.
Again, Reese Hitty, as we were touching on before the break, five touchdowns, and they have that quarterback carousel going on. Not sure if it was a strategic decision or by injury, but Hitty certainly making a case to be the full-time starter. That was a seven-minute touchdown drive to start the second half. The give to LeMay on the first offensive play for Chi High comes at the five-minute mark in the third quarter, and LeMay is bottled up right at that line of scrimmage at the 30. Cardinals have scored once here tonight on a 45-yard counter. Devin Bush taking it down the left sideline. On the near hash, twin receivers in a slot to the left, just outside the numbers. Mason Von Hayden, the mate to his right, now calling in Jackson Boland from the sideline. Chi-High was short a man on offense here. Boland slot to the right. Second and 10 from their own 30. Von Hayden, the senior here on homecoming night, back to pass. Immediate heavy pressure, and he will be pulled down at the 22. It's just been nowhere to go.
Absolutely. New Richmond had that. Every angle of that play, New Richmond had it covered up.
And I think what's really been impressive here tonight, guys, is there's no shortage of athletes on this Chi-High offense, but there's just been nothing that they can do against this New Richmond pass rush and run defense. I mean, just nowhere to go. And there's not a mismatch in athleticism, but just in size, strength, speed, the Tigers have been everywhere. Flip out to the right side, back to the original line of scrimmage on the screen pass. Is that Hebert on the far side? It was tough to see. Chi-High will be punting.
I thought it was number 10.
Boland then. So Boland gets the lost yardage back, and actually one more, so fourth and 9. Chi-High trying to kick this one away pretty quickly here. They possess the ball for a couple minutes, but now sending it back to the Tigers, barring a fake here. And Cardinals running another player on a little bit late, trying to avoid a delay penalty. They'll get set. Good snap. The kick is away, nearly blocked. It'll take a nice bounce again across the 40 into the 30, inside the 25, still trickling down all the way to the 21-yard line. And that is, I believe, another 50-yard kick.
Yeah, the punter's doing a great job of having that ball land right in front of the return man. He can't really grab it on the fly. He can't get to it, and it's just coming too fast on that one hop. If it would just give him a little bit more time, he'd take it on the one hop and probably save about 20 yards, but that's twice we've gotten lucky there with a great punt roll.
Chi-Hi forced the game's first turnover on the last New Richmond possession. Unfortunately, the game's second turnover came on that same play. First and 10 from their own 21 for the Tigers. They're straight up the middle from the 21 to the 25. 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. New Richmond leading 32-7.
I wouldn't be surprised if New Richmond milks a lot more clock on this drive. They do get to the line right away. I think that's a good habit for them to be in, but now they're spending a little bit more time getting the plays in.
Single receiver on the left, ball on the far hash, two wideouts to the right. Hitty claps and calls for the ball, fakes the pass. The give is up the middle across the 30-yard line up to the 31, and that will be very close to a Tigers first down. And last scoring update we had, Menominee was leading Eau Claire North 24-7. Again, as we pass the midway points of the season, cream rising to the top a little bit in the Big Rivers Conference after a four-way tie in first last week. We have New Richmond and Menominee both unbeaten in conference play. New Richmond and Hudson both unbeaten in conference play. Menominee nipping at their heels, but Menominee certainly took it on the chin from Hudson last week. First and 10 from their own 31 for New Richmond. Give off left guard, dancing outside to the 36 and up to the 38, maybe even the 39, falling forward. Joe Heppner, again, a nice carry. Carter Bovey again on the stop. Minute 9, and as you mentioned, just not quite the same tempo for New Richmond, leading 32-7. As they'll continue to bleed this clock as much as possible on this possession. Second and 2 from their own 39-yard line. Hitty from the gun, a back straight behind him. Hitty will wheel and give the ball to Heppner. Heppner hit right at the line this time and pulled down at the 39. May have fallen forward for a half a yard, but that is it. That time the stop for Chi-Hi was made by Cameron Shar, I believe. Two receivers to the right on third and 2 from their own 39 for New Richmond. 17 seconds and ticking away here in the third quarter. Hitty calls, high snap, grabs it with one hand. He'll just get what he can. He falls at the 40-yard line, maybe the 41, but he's about half a yard shy of the line to gain, and that'll bring up fourth and very short for New Richmond.
Players definitely want to go for it. This shouldn't be a measurement. This isn't even close.
This is the end of the third quarter. We will step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
And the ice. Leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To the Milwaukee Brewers clinching their postseason berth tonight. Something very rare in baseball, Brewers baseball or otherwise, a 12-run second inning for the Brewers helps clinch that postseason berth. We have a 4th-and-1 on the field right now. Chi High hoping to force the second punt of the night for New Richmond, but the Tigers want to go for it on 4th-and-very short from just across the 40-yard line. Hitty going to keep it himself straight ahead. He's hit right at the line of scrimmage. Oh, it's going to be close. He may have been stopped shy.
I don't like that spot. He's coming in. He's got it easy with the spot. But
side judge from the far side.
And give credit to the Richmond offensive line because they moved the pile just enough. Hitty didn't go anywhere once he hit that line, but the line moved him a yard.
So it will be just enough. Goodness. Didn't get much, but didn't need much.
So after runs of 9-0-0-1, just enough.
Twin receivers tight slot to the left. Man in motion left to right. They'll give it to him on the jet sweep. That's Langenis again. 40, 45 yard line, 50. Big collision as he is ridden out of bounds. That's the 50 after a gain of 8. Catcher Langenis, they like to give it to him on the jet sweep action.
Time of possession in this game has just been ridiculous in favor of New Richmond. But, so, you know, my other shout-out was going to be to Coach Bull.
Yes.
We know what he can do offensively, and we want him back here. It would be great to have him back here as a coach. But sometimes it's hard to forget about what he's actually doing there. So let him run this play, and then I want to tell you where that program's actually at.
2nd-and-2 from midfield. Hitty will give off the right side, nosing forward for a first down as Ethan Panic.
So he takes over an Oconto Falls team that had basically won one or two games in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Basically like an Eau Claire North at that point in time. And now, you know, last year, 2 years ago, competitive. The one team that they can't get over the hump is Coleman. They wind up being 2nd place in their conference. This year, playing Coleman tonight, they're up 3 touchdowns going into the 4th quarter against Coleman, undefeated in the conference. Just incredible what he's done for a turnaround for that small school.
Keep it rolling, Coach Bull. 1st-and-10 from the 46 of Chi High. Hitty wheels and gives, evading one man in the backfield and then scampering forward inside the 45-yard line down to the 42. Great balance shown on the play that time by Panic, the junior. Tanzer on another stop for Chi High.
I think this might be the most rushes that I've seen. I've run out of spots on both the first half and the second half already for the number of rushes for New Richmond. And that's a lot of yardage when they're averaging almost 8 a carry.
2nd-and-6 from the 42, give to Heppner. Heppner runs to the right side of the line, and he'll get to the 39, maybe the 38, but no further. Down to Allen. Allen, last week something we noticed, I mean, Chi High scored twice on special teams, once on defense, but North ran, I believe it was 24 more plays. I mean, this defense has been out on the field a lot recently.
Yeah, and in the first half, New Richmond was running tempo, which makes it even harder on your defense, starts to wear you down. But, you know, it's been a while since we've seen a team really dominate in the trenches as consistently as New Richmond has tonight.
Chi High can also take some credit for that Eau Claire North turnaround. McGinney, Coach McGinney, the head coach, a product of Chi High. I coached him at the freshman level. Great guy.
Hitty throws a high pass. Good catch. Far side of the field. Enough for a first down. Sliding to a knee inside the 35. Down to the 33. Gain of 6 on 3rd-and-short.
Yeah, speaking at, they're rotating the defensive linemen in just to try to keep them fresh. Carter Bovey has moved over to a corner position. Trevor Bullen playing safety. And Zweifelhofer at the other corner.
9:20 to go in the game. It's 32-7 New Richmond. They've only had to punt the ball once here tonight. Two receivers to the left. Hitty from the gun, back on his right side. Hitty, delayed give right up the middle. Chi High sniffs that out very quickly. Gain of maybe 2. Bringing up 2nd-and-long. Well, join us tomorrow afternoon for Matinee Max Football. Mark Maloney's McDonald Max program, 8-player football, ranked 3rd in the state. They are 4-0. They will tangle with Cornell tomorrow afternoon, 1 p.m. kick, 12:35 pregame with Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky right back here at DeRay. 2nd-and-8, New Richmond with a man in motion faking the give. Hitty now gives off the right side on the delay, and Chi High not fooled at all. Gain of maybe a couple. Cut down shy of the 30. Third and long coming up. Krista, I believe, on the stop. Robert Wagner's running back into this game. Third and six, New Richmond from the 30. Again, they have absolutely controlled the clock here in the second half, up comfortably. From the gun is Hitty, the senior, scored five times here tonight. Hitty going to keep it himself, shoots it out left side, got a man wide open at the 25-yard line to the 20, and barreled down at the 15. That's a fairly easy pitch and catch there from New Richmond. Number 11, Nick Salmon.
Two receiver route, the inside receiver ran deep, and both defensive players went with him and just left the outside man open for the shallow route.
And again, you kind of have to sell out on the run, Dave, with what New Richmond has been doing, and that leaves the edges wide open for a quick pass there.
Yeah, it's not an easy puzzle, and there's just too many holes to plug on defense.
First and 10 from the 15-yard line. Another nice catch on a little bit of an errant snap for Hitty. And Hitty evading defenders at the 10-yard line. He's pushed out to the hash and dropped right about there. But a gain of five very quickly. Actually, we'll see where they spot this.
I think that might be a gain of 10 almost.
Yeah, I think actually all the way down to the 5. I'll excuse myself there. I was looking at the wrong side,
Judge. A little bit nervous that he was going to get number 6 right there. But that could come real quick here.
Reese Hitty, the senior, again, this is his first year as a starter. I don't think he got much playing time last year as they had a talented senior in front of him. Give him 9 on the play, 2nd and 1 from the 6. Hitty, the far hash from the gun, another errant snap. Hitty, a great catch. We'll give it to Panic, I believe, and Panic should have a first down just inside the 5.
Well, they gave somebody else a chance there, but again, are they going to try to get Hitty 6, get him a passing touchdown? It's pretty good for a quarterback to be passing the way he is and still wind up with 5 or 6 touchdowns on the ground.
It'll be a first and goal from the 5. Again, Hitty's touchdowns have been from 2 yards, 2 yards, 1 yard, 8 yards, and then another 1 yard touchdown for his 5th. First and goal from the 5-yard line, just over 6 minutes to play in the 4th quarter. Hitty from the gun. Gives off right side, fighting inside the 2-yard line to the end zone. Touchdown, New Richmond. That was Heppner on the carry, and it is 38-7, New Richmond. So Heppner, with the love being shared there by his quarterback, gets the handoff. And now the PAT has been a bit of an adventure for the Tigers. Bonneman with a low kick, but this one is good, and it's 39-7. New Richmond with 6:02 to play in the game here on homecoming night in Chippewa Falls. We'll be back in 30 seconds this time, back in a half minute. This is WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Pillar Bank brings 140 years of banking experience to you in their new location, conveniently located with Caribou Coffee on County Road I.
At Pillar Bank, you will see and talk to people you know. We're not an impersonal corporate bank with lots of red tape. We are a straightforward local bank who knows our customers and does what is right. Hi, I'm Neil Mathwig, and I invite you to visit us, meet our staff, open an account, or talk with us about our personal, business, or agricultural needs. We're local banking done right.
Visit pillar.bank today.
The final frame here in Chippewa Falls. It's a 32-point lead for the New Richmond Tigers with 6:02 left, 39-7. All their touchdowns have been on the ground. The latest from Joe Heppner. The run-up from Bonneman and the boot, driving Bovey back to the 11-yard line. 15, cutting laterally, 25, 30, finding a crease, 35, 40, Carter Bovey, 45, 50, 45, 40, foot race down the sideline, 30, 25, 20, and all the way down inside the 15-yard line, Carter Bovey electrifying once again on the return.
There is a flag down on the field.
I didn't want to ruin your highlight that potentially could be a commercial next week. But
we need a great clips, great play of the second half.
Yeah. But there is some laundry on the 25, and that's coming back.
And we have seen that before, unfortunately, I believe, out at Hudson, when Bovey had another phenomenal return pulled back via penalty.
That's going to be
about
a 70-yard.
That flag is all the way back at the 27.
That's going to be about a 70-yard penalty. Mm. Hey, it gives us a chance. You know, we were talking about Coach McGinnis coaching freshmen. So back, you take us back to 2013 when we had a freshman coaching staff that I thought was a pretty good coaching staff for a freshman coaching staff. Look where they went. Coach McGinnis, head coach for Eau Claire North. Coach Bull, head coach for Oconto Falls. Coach Berger, defensive coach for Chi High.
Yeah.
Coach Hutzler winds up coaching at the varsity level for Chi High. Obviously, would still be coaching, focusing on his job as an assistant principal. I mean, even some of the players that we have, and of course, I'm just up in the booth here, but Coach Menard winds up coaching the women's hockey team.
Yes.
As a head coach.
And leading them to a state championship.
Yeah, so we had a powerful staff back there for coaching. Even the players that we have a Division II quarterback coach. We have Aaron Canez and Hutzler that are back here coaching for Chi High. So
Cardinals, after the penalty, will start first and 10 from their own 17. On the double wing, off the right side, that's LeMay, and LeMay carrying a couple New Richmond Tigers with him all the way up to the 40-yard line, and you do not want to let that young man loose. Jackson LeMay.
At this point, you're looking for anything positive. You know, you've been beaten up pretty bad all game, but you come out here and you can get a few successful plays. Maybe you get it down in for a touchdown. Feel a little bit better about yourself going into the homecoming weekend.
First and 10 from the 17 all the way up to the 38, so a gain of 21 for Jackson LeMay there. Another Service Master first down. Make them your first choice. Off the left side, this is Xander Neal. And Neal up to the 40-yard line. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your first choice in home and business restoration from floods, fires, mold, and more. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Thank you to Clay and the crew for being part of our wonderful sponsorship team all throughout the season, making these broadcasts possible. Looking forward to many more and hopefully some postseason action as well. Again, as we mentioned, McDonald Matinee Football, 12:35 pregame right back here at Duray on WOGO tomorrow. The Macs go on against Cornell, trying to stay unbeaten. Chi High up the middle from the double wing this time. Tough sledding up to the 41, maybe. Third and long coming up. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Thank you for joining us tonight on 103.1 FM AM 680. Live streaming audio at wogo.com. You can watch with Wogo play-by-play via CFHS Media on YouTube. Thank you to Chris Perry. Running the live stream again. Third and 8 from the 40. Double wing, LeMay bouncing out to the right side. He's being pursued by five defenders and pulled down back at the 36-yard line. So third and long becomes fourth and longer, and Chi High will punt with 4:16 and counting to go in the game. Good stop there by George Schroeder, the 6'2", 206-pound defensive end. Well, the punting game's been a highlight for Chi High here tonight.
LeMay with six rushes on the night for 15 yards. Chi High just has not had the ball.
The whistle will stop this punt before it starts. 3:59 on the clock. False start will make a fourth and 11, a fourth and 16. And again, as we mentioned, Chi High special teams, of course, major impact with the two return touchdowns last week. Unfortunately, a lot of punts here tonight, but good job so far, pinning New Richmond deep a couple times. Good snap, pressure moderate. Another line drive kick, takes a high bounce and bounces off a Chi High helmet at the 32-yard line. There's a scramble for it, but again, I believe that did touch Chi High first before any New Richmond player was in the area.
Yep, they're going to
so march it back up to about the 34-yard line. The post-glass post-game show will be coming up. Of course, after the conclusion here, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices. For commercial, home, and auto glass, visit postglassandmirror.com. We have a stoppage in play and a timeout. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports. Late going fourth quarter, Chi High trailing 39-7. Back in half a minute.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, Success comes easier. Make Johnson Roll-Off Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRolloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRolloffService.com.
WOGO Sports, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. At last check, Hudson was leading Eau Claire Memorial 20-0. First and 10, New Richmond. Now some substitutes in and nowhere to go right up the middle of the field. 86 for that time on the carry. I'm not sure who. We'll try to get back to you on that in a moment as some of the JV players getting some action here. For the Tigers, 3:06 to go, 39-7. New Richmond in command this whole game here on homecoming night. Backup quarterback clapping for the ball, giving off the right side and picking his way up to the 40-yard line for a gain of close to six. Ball carrier that time. Again, I think that's Austin Wittick. There we go. Number 86. Not a traditional running back number. Now we found him. Wittick's just a freshman, 5'8", 155. There's certainly been a tradition at running back the last few years for New Richmond that is continuing. Reese Hitt is certainly the player of the game if we were to give that award to the Tigers here tonight. Third and five from their own 39. Give to Wittick off the right side, and he will find a crease and slide through it across the 45 and up close to the 47 for a Tigers first down.
Gain of about eight on the play there. Ball sitting at the 47.
And I'm sure we'll touch on the post game, Alan, but this is probably the first time this year that we've seen the Cards just unfortunately not really in the game for most of it.
That's something I want to ask the coach, if New Richmond is better than they thought or Chiha just wasn't as sharp as what they have been the most of the season.
It's been a tough one here.
That's going to be a good question because Hudson looks like they've been rolling over everybody, but Chiha played them pretty tough.
Very tough.
So I'd be interested to see. I think that's the only matchup that doesn't really make sense.
Wittick hit in the backfield and dropped behind the line of scrimmage for a loss. Second and long coming up. And we'll have the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap as part of that post-class post-game show. The great clips, great plays of the game. Maybe some second half highlights. Chiha unfortunately has not found the end zone here in the second half. They trailed 25-7 at the break, and New Richmond has tacked on 14 points since then. And 39-7 is our score as we hit the final minute of action here in Chippewa Falls. New Richmond will take a knee at the 40-yard line and shouldn't need to do that just one more time in order to run this one out. Again, Chiha has played New Richmond very tough the last few seasons. Seem to be one-score games. They've won two in a row, but not here tonight. It's been all Tigers. One final knee, and we're at 25 seconds remaining, but that will tick the rest of the time off here at DeRay as New Richmond will stay perfect on the season and stay atop the Big Rivers Conference. They move to 6-0 and 4-0 in conference play. Chiha now falls to 2-4. One win in the Big Rivers so far for Chiha. And as the clock hits zeros and the crowd Some file out. Most go down to the fence to greet the boys here on homecoming night. Your final score, New Richmond 39, Chi-Hi 7. The Post Glass postgame show coming up, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll talk live on the field with Allen and head coach Chuck Rakovich. That's all coming up in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Simplify life. People are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Score big and get paid with better checking. Shop and support local business with your Nicolet Bank debit card to help earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with real rewards checking. Join thousands of our customers who have had the opportunity to earn big with a real rewards checking account. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch to Nicolet Bank. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local Nicolet Bank team today. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
This is the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll head down to the field shortly with Alan Dunham and Chi-Hi head coach Chuck Rakovich. The Post Glass postgame show. Again, Post Glass quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Chi-Hi Falls 39-7 here on their homecoming Friday nights.
Hey, Coach, good to see you always. And you know, tonight's a little tougher to ask questions after a game like that. But one of the things I was thinking about is, you know, talking to players and coaches before the game, obviously they're optimistic, always are, about a game like this. And Was New Richmond a little bit better than what you thought they were, or were we maybe more flat?
I think it's a combination of both of those. I think, obviously, there's a reason that they're undefeated. They're 6-0 right now, and like I said, it's not because they're lucky. They're a darn good football team. They're fast, they're big, they're strong. Their quarterbacks are very accurate and can run the ball. They got the whole package. So, you know, I knew it was going to be a battle, and I hate to say this, but I think the homecoming bug got to the guys a little bit. I think we were awful flat tonight.
Yeah, I wonder that sometimes being at home is actually a disadvantage because of all the activities that are going on. They're thinking about other things, whereas when you're on the road, it's more of, hey, we're just here to play football. What made you guys think that maybe they're a little bit flat?
Well, you know, they're high school kids. They're kids, and they should enjoy homecoming. They should enjoy the festivities. But sometimes they invest more into that than they should. And I think they're tired today. I think with all the activities we had this week, I think they're tired. And we actually had an easy practice yesterday because of it. So it's just one of those things. We're still a young team. We didn't get better tonight. Normally we do. Tonight we did get better. But we'll go back to work Monday.
You got a bunch of young players, like you said, who've had a lot of success at all the other levels. Now they come here, start taking some lumps. Maybe they start getting discouraged. How do you keep their heads up to finish out the season strong?
They're good kids. They're not quitters. They're not kids that are going to start doubting things. They're going to be okay. But they're young boys.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Coach, good to see you. Good luck the rest of the way. Hey,
thanks, Coach Al.
Alan Dunham, thank you so much. And as always, we're so appreciative of Coach Rakovic and his graciousness with his time here in the Post-Glass Postgame Show. Again, win or lose, he always gives us time and insights afterward, and we appreciate that. It's a tough one here tonight. 39-7 Chi High Falls. We'll be back right after this with the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap. One notable stat that we certainly can bring out, even right now, chewing on that as we go to break. The first down differential, 27 first downs tonight for New Richmond. Chi High just 5 first downs, and of course on the scoreboard a big differential as well. Chi High Falls by 32, 39-7. We'll be back in 2 minutes, just 2 minutes, and we're back here on WOGO Sports on homecoming night in Chippewa.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
And it's a double reverse. They're going to come around the other end. Anderson. Anderson on the left sideline. He could score. Anderson, touchdown. David Anderson on the double reverse.
McCracken takes the snap. Wings it right side. It's picked off. Going down the sideline. Winkelhofer to the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown. Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Pillar Bank brings 140 years of banking experience to you in their new location, conveniently located with Caribou Coffee on County Road I.
At Pillar Bank, you will see and talk to people you know. We're not an impersonal corporate bank with lots of red tape. We are a straightforward local bank who knows our customers and does what is right. Hi, I'm Neil Mathwig, and I invite you to visit us, meet our staff, open an account, or talk with us about our personal, business, or agricultural needs. We're local banking done right.
Visit pillar.bank today.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovee.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Postclass postgame show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll get to the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap with Dave in just a moment here. The scoring tonight went like this with 5:44 remaining in the first quarter. A 2-yard touchdown run by Reese Hitty, the senior quarterback for New Richmond. Spoiler alert, that happened four more times. With 41.3 in the opening quarter, another 2-yard touchdown run by Hitty. Both PATs missed. That made it 12-0 New Richmond. That was 6:56 remaining in the half. Hitty a 1-yard touchdown tote. That was answered. They went up 19-7 after the PAT was good that time, but that was answered by a 45-yard touchdown dash by senior Devin Bush for Chi High. And just over 30 seconds later, with 6:29 remaining in the quarter, nothing else happened in terms of scoring in the half. Excuse me, one more score did go through, and it was Reese Hitty with 58.3 seconds remaining in the second quarter, an 8-yard touchdown run, his longest touchdown run of the night. That made it 25-7 at the break. Only two scores in the second half, both for New Richmond, with 5:07 in the third. Reese Hitty, his fifth touchdown run, this one from 1 yard out, and with 6:02 remaining in the fourth quarter, Joe Heppner, a 5-yard touchdown tote, and that's what made the final 39-7. Time now for the Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Berniza Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybovey.com, or find Holly on Facebook as the rain finally starting to fall here at Duray. Skipped us for game time, but it might make that bonfire a little bit more interesting, Dave.
John Hayden, 8-for-10, passing for 49 yards, rushing LeMay, 4-for-15 yards, Von Hayden, 5-for--26 yards, most of that sack yardage, Bolin, 2-for-0 yards, Bush, 2-for-45 yards and a touchdown. Total team was 16-for-35, 2.19 average. Receiving, LeMay led the way, 5-for-29 yards, Smith had 1-for-6 yards, Von Hayden actually had a catch on a throwback for a yard. Hebert had a 5-yard catch, and Boland had an 8-yard catch. New Richmond, the two halves were almost identical. They had 163 yards of rushing in the first half and 163 yards of rushing in the second half. Total of 326 on 62 carries. That's a 5.25 average and 6 touchdowns rushing. Also, their passing game, effective when they needed it, which they didn't need it too often, 10-for-12 for 127 yards. So New Richmond basically dominating on almost all facets of the game. The only thing that really looked positive is something that's looked positive all year long, and that's our return team. We got some good yardage out of them, started with some pretty good field position. Just went absolutely nowhere.
And again, in the great plays of the game, we'll hear a return that unfortunately got called back, but still another exciting play from Carter Bovey. Those are the Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer's. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybovey.com, or find Holly on Facebook. Time now for the Great Clips great plays of the game. We'll go with the second half plays, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. With the Great Clips app, you can check in from anywhere and get a ready next text when you're up next for a cut. Download the Great Clips app today. Great Clips, it's going to be great. The Great Clips great plays of the second half sounded like this on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Plus years, and they are now hiring drivers. Enjoy summers off and a flexible schedule, $300 sign-on bonus, and paid training. Call 726-2454 or stop by Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue, Chippewa Falls. Third and 5 officially from the 9-yard line. Hitty going to keep it himself, throw over the middle, and it's intercepted at the 3-yard line.
Brett Krista got the interception.
Fourth and 1 on the field right now. Chi High hoping to force the second punt of the night for New Richmond, but the Tigers want to go for it on fourth and very short from just across the 40-yard line. Hitty going to keep it himself, straight ahead. He's hit right at the line of scrimmage. Oh, it's going to be close. He may have been stopped shy.
I don't like that spot. He's coming in. He's got it easy with the spot. But
the latest from Joe Heppner. The run-up from Bonneman and the boot Driving Bovey back to the 11-yard line. 15, cutting laterally. 25, 30, finding a crease. 35, 40, Carter Bovey. 45, 50, 45, 40. Foot race down the sideline. 30, 25, 20. And all the way down inside the 15-yard line. Carter Bovey electrifying once again on the return. Now, unfortunately, that was called back by penalty, but still Carter Bovey, the senior, certainly making his case halfway through this season for maybe some postseason honors in terms of WOGO's radioactive award. But a lot of games left, and we'll see how this all shakes out. Those are your Great Clips, Great Plays of the Game. The second half plays brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. With the Great Clips app, you can check in from anywhere and get a Ready Next text when you're up next for a cut. Download the Great Clips app today. Great Clips. It's going to be great. Final thoughts, Dave Check here is, again, the rain falling on a homecoming night. Again, not the game that Chi High was hoping to play here tonight, but still, you go to River Falls next Friday night, and you've got a chance to hopefully get back on track in the conference.
Yeah, I mean, it's a game where this is where we expect to be in the conference. This would have been a very tough fight. We have a couple of tiers here in the conference. You know, we got to lock down what we need to lock down to be able to make the playoffs. We know those games that we have to win. We talked about that just briefly, and we'll talk about it as the season goes on. Meanwhile, you know, you got Hudson and New Richmond kind of heading for that final season clash. They play at the very last game of the year. Potential that they're both undefeated going into conference. Just checked out the Hudson score. They're destroying Memorial tonight.
48-0.
48-0. Menominee is also destroying Eau Claire North. So, I mean, things shaped up tonight about like you would expect them to shape up. Hudson's got the easy path, really. They've got a couple of easy games that they have to play here on out. New Richmond's got a couple of tough ones that they got to play yet. But it could very well shape up. New Richmond and Hudson undefeated going into that final game, and that final game, I believe, is at New Richmond.
And again, Chi High just looking to get better every week. And again, Coach Rakovich very honest with Allen down on the field saying, I'm not sure that we got better this week. Every other week he said, hey, we've made improvement. And so, again, I'm sure he's going to be looking for that in practice and then on the field next Friday night. Thank you, as always, to Chris Perry with the Chi High live stream, Cardinal TV. Make sure you follow CFHS Media on YouTube. Always a great partnership. Our board operators back at the WOGO studios in Halley, Dan Anderson and Dawson Halverson. For Dave Check and Alan Dunham, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from now a rainy DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. Your final score on homecoming night, New Richmond 39, Chi High 7. This has been Chippewa Falls Cardinals football, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
Chi High Football on WOGL has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, also by Quality Propane and Fuels, Johnson Roloff, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, also by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Nicolet Bank, and by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, Smart Scan Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cardinals Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.